Hi there, Sean. Sean, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Doug wanted me to get on the line here so we can get you the details of our service, how we can help you get your listing up, but more importantly, get your listing on that first page. Now, I wanted to ask you because Doug put in the notes here that is it fairly recently that you signed up with another, so-called SEO company?
Well, maybe a few months ago.
Oh my gosh.
I've been
Okay.
with them.
So I'm confused then now why you're having trouble verifying your listing, why you're trying to do it yourself if you hired a company to professionally optimize your business online like a couple of months ago.
Well, the thing is, I'm having problems with Google verifying my account. I try to verify my account with Google, and they never send a postcard. I've been waiting like 2 months, so I got impatient. So I said, let me change it instead of using a business, a personal address. Maybe I should use a business email address. And I did that. Then they sent me the verification code right through my email. So that was good. I believe I went live, but then I was trying to, because I wanted reviews and stuff all on Google. I know it's really good. So I was trying to find how you do a review link and all of that sent to the customers. I couldn't find it. But then it was still saying to verify your account. So I'm like, am I really live or do I just believe I'm live, but I'm actually not live? So I said, let me try my other address and see what happens. After I did that, they shut my account down, and that's where we're at today. And just like they don't want to get the account back, they said, send them documentation proving my business. I have sent it to them because I'm a legit business and I'm registered with the state and all of that stuff, and still nothing. He sent me something recently, so unfortunately I don't follow the guy. I don't part of their guidelines, and they couldn't do nothing. So.
So we can help you get your listing, basically it's suspended right now. We can get your listing unsuspended, get your listing live and published. But our main goal would be to create the content that Google would index so that your listing would not just be kind of like a digital business card where you would have to type in the name of your company to find it. Our job would be for your business to pop up when someone was doing a keyword search for any of the services that you provide. So we've been around since 2004. Before the end of the year, we'll celebrate our 18-year anniversary. So we do have a great established working relationship with Google and their back-end team. So we would be able to claim that listing, get your listing unsuspended. And then, like I said, if you're already with a company who should have been doing this, should have done it a long time ago, if you've been with them for 2 months now, they're probably not even working on your account anymore. Anything that they would have done already, they would have done a while back. And if your listing is not live, they're not earning their money. Whatever you're paying them, it's too much at this point. So, like I said, we would get your listing up and running, verified, claim any existing listing, merge any duplicate listings, but more importantly, we would attach to that listing kind of cross-reference and backlink to the existing website that you have, the quantity, quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destinations, directory submissions, platforms that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. So, just having a live Google listing, it's not going to help you to get found by people who don't already know you. It would help people who are looking for your business by name to see that website, see your verified listing. So for people who are, getting recommended to you by someone else, that's going to be helpful. But even for a well-established business that gets, word of mouth all the time, you want more than that. You want to be found for people who are going to type in appliance repair near me or residential appliance repair or installation, or if they're going to get specific about the brand or the type of appliance that they want to get repaired. People don't know who to call. That's why they go on Google. They type in a couple of keywords and then they find someone on that first page. So, while we could help you and would help you get your listing live, we would do much more than that. And when I do a search for your company by name. I mean, not really, nobody's going to do this. I mean, unless they know the name of your business, right? But I'm trying to find out what your company has online, because if you were with another company that were trying to do this for you, trying to help you get your listing up and running, and also on that first page, I should see page after page after page of directory submissions. And even when I type in your business by name, I mean, really all that I do see, there's the Angie leads, there's your website, you've got Home Advisor and Thumbtack, but there's really not much more than that. So let me do a real quick scan just to see how it pops up. So at this point, I'm basically doing a scan instead of a visual look of what you've got. I'm doing an actual scan to find out what comes up, if there's anything that's not showing up when I look directly.
I did have a guy that designed my website. He did do a directory submissions, he said, to about 50 or 60 different sites.
He might have, but if he did, they're not live. You've got a 93% listings inaccuracy. The phone number that we're speaking on, this is the one that people would be calling, right? The 8572, it's the one on your website. It's the one that any online content should point to. So you've got a Bing listing with a different number, 862-339-7214. You've got a Facebook page, Merchant Circle, City Squares, Tupelo, Where To. There's about six others, but so you've got maybe 10 out of almost 70. And then a couple of them have, you know, not an address listed. Some have an address listed. Some just have the city listed. There's Majestic Appliance versus Majestic Appliance Repair. And then, like I said, there's a couple of different, numbers on here. So you don't have enough information for Google to put you on the first page. And what you do have is inconsistent branding. So in all cases, it's either a different name, a different address, or a different phone number. So one of the things that we would do in addition to getting your listing unsuspended would be to do what's called the NAPW audit, which is basically what I did just now, name, address, phone number, and website. But then we would fix the inconsistencies with what is accurate, current information for your business. And then, of course, after that, we still have to create the directories that you don't have. You've got about 1 out of 10. So you still need about 90% of what Google wants to see, and the 10% that you do have, like I said, is inconsistent. So if the guy who built your website is different than the SEO company that you have been working with for 2 months, neither of them is doing what they told you they would do, because that information is just not there. Now, if you were to go with us, you can see it yourself. Not only do you get a detailed reporting and tracking system to see exactly how much work you're getting from using the service, you can see how much work we've done to get you on the first page. Every directory that we create, all of those nearly 70 directories, will have their own clickable icon and a link from your client dashboard directly to that content. You'll see that the information is accurate, it's consistent for your business, talks about your services, your service area, mentions your website, and actually backlinks to your website. That's when what's going to help you get on the first page. It's going to put you on the map, literally and figuratively, put you in that map section where people who don't already know you can find you and call you directly. It's the content that the search engines search for. So the companies, Sean, that are on the first page, they're not there because they've been doing it longer than you have a bigger company, have more reviews, or do a better job. They're just on the first page because they've got more content online that relates to that person's search. So that would be our job, to create that content for you. Of course, we can help you get reviews on that Google listing as well. That way, when people do see it, and of course, with your website attached, they'd have the good and compelling reasons why they should pick up the phone and call you. And when they call you directly, of course, you know, there's no third party involved. You're not paying for a lead and chasing that lead down. The people calling you directly will have seen your website before they called you, so they'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for. They'll know, you know, that you do quality work. and they'll be calling you directly, whether they have a refrigerator that needs to be repaired or the cooktop, you know, the freezer, whatever it is. They'll be calling you knowing that you can take care of that. And then, of course, they can even see from your website, that gallery, they can see the testimonials, you know. So it's a high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Now, obviously, you know, you use Google, so you know you will not be the only company that pops up when someone does that search. And ultimately, not everyone who finds your business on the first page will decide to call your company. The ones that do, though, like I said, they'll call you really hoping that you're available to do the job, pretty much already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. Now, of course, you're not paying per lead, per click, per call, or job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small, it is a fixed flat rate. Now, with the Black Friday special, of course, it's a holiday shortened week. We'll be out of the office in about half an hour here and out until Monday. So we've been trying to cram 5 days of work into basically less than three total days. So, you know, it is holiday shortened by the Thanksgiving holiday. That means one thing, of course, Black Friday. So we are going to reduce the cost of the service here to help us, you know, kind of pick up where we're leaving it on Monday and not have to do double work next week as well. But you're looking at a flat rate of exactly $249.00. That is the exact amount. As far as you want to be found, 50 miles, 60 miles, that's going to be easily covered with that package. How far do you typically travel? How far would you want to go for the right job?
No more than 15 miles. I mean, maybe 20.
1-5. You know. 1-5, maybe 20. Okay. So, I mean, we can do a local-only package. We don't have to throw on ads on top of that to target beyond a 30-mile radius. I was just wondering why Doug didn't put in that service area. He just kind of put Belleville and Norton. You know, so a local campaign's more budget friendly, you know, $199 a month versus $249. It's still everything we were talking about, all of the directories attached to your website. There's just not the additional bump in the paid ads. But you're still going to get phone calls. I mean, if you're telling me 30, 40, 50 miles, then yeah, we would have to do ads to get you found beyond a 25-mile radius. But even if you're centrally located in Belleville, and you said your service area is more Norton, though, right? When you were trying to get PIN verified, was it a Norton or a Belleville address?
Well, it was a Norton
okay.
address.
Okay.
But they got all my information. Oh, shut the park there. They have all my information, but they said that I don't meet the guidelines.
And then also if you try to resubmit, like if you try to put multiple listings up with different addresses and the same phone number, then that starts to look like suspicious activity, which was, you know, maybe you got flagged for suspicious activity. But, you know, like I said, our job is to work with Google's back-end team. If you have a listing already, if you have it in the works, if it's suspended, if there's duplicate listings, if we were starting fresh, we would just create the listing with you as the owner and with us as managers. But we would ask for managerial access once we get your listing updated and accurate and make sure that it's live and that there is just one listing. So merge anything out there that's superfluous here. But being that it is a month-to-month service, of course, we have to get your phone ringing, kind of earn it 1 month at a time. You'd be looking at exactly $199 out the door. No setup fees. Again, I'm trying to make this affordable enough to get as many of these important listings off my desk so that I can take on next week's work fresh. Is that something you would want? We're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'll send you right now a link to our pricing page off of that website, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So, you know, we are talking here about SEO, search engine optimization, but we are a complete digital marketing firm, which means we can do Facebook ads, we can do Google paid ads, we can do local service ads where there's a vertical for that. Of course, we build websites too. So anything that any business would need to be found on that first page or online, we can do. So I'm sending you right now what amounts to a text message, although it is technically an SMS message coming through the computer. but if you can put me on smartphone or on speakerphone on your smartphone, open it up. At the top, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that? So you will be able to track your success, 24/7 access. You can see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You can monitor and manage and respond to your reviews. You can request reviews even right through your client dashboard. You can have us respond to your reviews for you. Because like I said, you'll have reviews, and not just Google reviews. You'll have reviews, well, you know, we all are going to create almost 70 directories, and about 80% of those do allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews on Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, wherever those reviews originally populate, Foursquare, what have you, they repopulate on your tracking system. So in one place, you can kind of manage your reviews. We've been around since 2004. Like I said, it'll actually be December 17th. That is our 18-year anniversary. We'll change that 17 to 18 on that day. And then 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is a month-to-month service, so we definitely have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time for you to be a satisfied client. We are Google partners, and just below the where it says Google Ads Partner, there's a box that has a colorful Google G, and it says Google Partners on it. Now that, Sean, is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. It's our official badge of authenticity. You can click right on it. It's provided to us by Google, and if you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner, and that's important, you know, because not every SEO company knows to create Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, Rate It All, About Us. I mean, those directories are not as known to the public, certainly, and even not well known by most SEO companies or so-called SEO companies. And certainly you didn't get that content. You have not that information created already. But that information, those directories and platforms are as important to Google as something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page. So we'll create all that content. And being that we're a Google partner, even if we're not doing Google AdWords, like a paid ad Google campaign, there's still a benefit to working with someone who is affiliated with Google, because Google makes changes to their local map algorithm all the time, that PAC result. Sometimes they want us to create additional directories. Sometimes they want us to not create certain directories. So we'll always be in that conversation when it happens, before the change is in place. That way we can keep you on that first page. If you scroll down, you can see the packages, Pro, Platinum, Platinum Premier, Ideal Package. So from left to right, the Pro package is the package that we're starting with here. It's the directories to get you in that local map. The Platinum adds Facebook ads. The Platinum Premier adds Google paid ads. The Ideal has both and can even do local service ads or Google Guarantee ads. You'd be looking at 50% off the cost of any package here, but we're talking then $199 for that Pro package. The other bells and whistles, though, that I can add, that's pretty much everything unless it's a paid ad component. So things like the advanced tracking, call conversion, Amazon Alexa, we can add all of that to the Pro package without any additional cost. Like I said, what really drives up the cost of those other packages are the paid ads, because that's the direct cost that my company incurs to run those paid ads. So for that Pro package with all the bells and whistles except for any additional paid ad component is not $399 with the $299 setup. It is just the $199 as an out-the-door cost. We've just got minutes before we wrap up our day here. So, you know, if I don't fill it now, it's going to have to go back on the calendar for Monday, and I'm not going to be waiving setup fees on Monday, that's for sure.
Now, I see you guys, you know about BirdEye, right?
Yeah, I'm familiar with BirdEye. Last I checked, we had, I don't know, I want to say 1,000 reviews. We do have BirdEye reviews. Yeah.
Yeah, because I actually see a few someone in your company say BirdEye. That's who I'm with right now. Now, I think they said they do, like, pretty much the same thing you guys do. But I just actually started with them, was it two? I only made one payment. No, two payments, 1 month. It might have been with them. Damn, when I signed up with them. Maybe a, almost 2 months ago. But what do you know about, like, cause I mean, I don't want to, like, have two different companies doing the same thing. They said they do SEO reviews and stuff. Like, they're a review company.
That's really but, all they are. That's really all they are is a review company.
Mm.
So, yeah, you're not going to get the branding to get you on the first page of Google. They might help you get reviews. They might, like, contact your clients, your customers for you, and help you get, like, Google reviews. Or they're not, or get Bird Eye reviews. But they're not really going to help you to be found on Google. And if you're not on the first page of Google, you can have 1,000 reviews. People won't even see them.
Yeah, no. Good thing. Now, what about all the reviews I have? Like, y'all can put that on Google once everything's set up, or it'll have to start fresh? But you can't add those reviews to Google?
So Google reviews, any reviews on a Google or a Gmail account would populate right on your Google listing. If the reviews are elsewhere, we can link them to your Google page.
Okay. Yeah, Bird, I did say they do SEO, but I didn't know why they said, because it looks like they're mainly big on reviews. But the only thing I've really been doing with them was sending out a review link.
That's all it is. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, it's a software company to manage your reviews. They manage reviews. They gather and post reviews. It's the leading review management and messaging platform. That's on their website. It's designed for a company to manage reviews online. But, you know, I think for you, reviews are important. They help you to get phone calls. But if people don't ever see them, I mean, it's not going to work. It's like a radio ad on a station no one listens to, right? Your website, your website's like a billboard on a dirt road right now. It's a good looking website. But you can have the biggest billboard in the world with spotlights, music playing, dancing girls. But if nobody sees it, it doesn't matter, right? There's nothing at all wrong with your website except that it's hard to find. We would make that easier for people when they do that keyword search. Like I said, we'll create the content that you're currently lacking. You've got 97% listings and accuracy. It's mostly what's missing. But like I said, what's out there already, some of it's inconsistent information. So you could stay with Bird Eye forever. They're not going to get you on the first page of Google.
And y'all definitely can get my Google account back?
Yeah, that's what we do. We do it every day, and we've had this working relationship with Google for many years. So where it's nearly impossible for a business owner, especially once you start going down the wrong path, I mean, a lot of times you got to jump through hoops just to begin with. But when you start going down the wrong path with, you know, different addresses and multiple attempts to verify a listing for the same business, then, you know, now you're pushing a car uphill, you know, versus pushing a car on flat ground, and it's a lot harder. But for us, it's not going to be that problem. You know, we're going to work directly with Google's back-end team to get things sorted right away. That's the first step in getting you on the first page as an active listing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sean, being that we offer the services on a month-to-month basis, today would probably be the best time to sign up. I'm thinking, with no setup fee and what amounts to 50% off the cost of the service, it's probably the lowest rate that we're going to offer for the rest of the year. I mean, I know I'm not waiving setup fees on Monday, that's for sure.
Yeah, I just want to, because I'm thinking maybe I can cancel with Bird Eye. They said it was a 12-month contract, but I'm not sure, like, if they'll let me. They might let me cancel because the thing is, I don't want to pay both. I don't mind giving you guys a chance because Bird and I look like taking forever.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is pay for something that's not working, you know. But like I said, we're looking to find one company to work with, and then, you know, obviously you know, Bird Eye's not even doing what they're saying they're doing. If that's the company that you are saying you're with for 2 months already, either they don't know anything about SEO or they aren't doing it. You know?
Yeah, because I just asked the other day, I said, are y'all working on my SEO? And she said, yeah, we have it. Something she was telling me, like, they're, what did she say? I forgot.
Their website describes them as the review management, you know? So I don't know why, I don't think she's confused between the two, but, you know, she kind of misrepresented what they'd be able to do for you. What they do is valuable, but if you're not on that first page, it's a service that doesn't help you any, you know? It's like if you live in the middle of the desert, you don't need a yacht. It ain't gonna help you, even if it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how many reviews you've got, if you're not on that first page of Google, no one's gonna see them. I mean, it would help you only if you were like a well-established business. People are recommending you left and right. You know, find Majestic Appliance Repair. I don't know the phone number. Google it. And then someone Googles your company and then they see, then they see your website. Then they see you've got all these great reviews and things like that. Right now, you don't even have an active listing for those reviews to be attached to. So, you know, I don't know what you're paying them, but it's too much.
What's the difference of other people that like send out reviews versus if they had Bird Eye, like since Bird Eye is the review management company?
Right.
I'm wondering, like, what's the difference?
So the
is it good to have Bird Eye for reviews versus not having them?
I mean, we don't pay them anything, and we've got 566 reviews on Bird Eye. They're basically compilation, you know? They index what's out there. And as a service, you know, they kind of compile everything, right? So, I mean, we have a Bird Eye listing. We have 566, I think was the exact number, reviews, and people say good things about us. 4.9 out of 566 reviews. So people are saying fantastic things about our service. I mean, if you've got a website and you want to attach your Bird Eye listing on there so people can see your reviews, that's powerful. But then again, you want people to find your website pretty much on their own, you know. Like I said, if you're a big company, well-established, people know your name and they know your website and they're getting recommended to you, then having a Bird Eye account and having that Bird Eye listing attached to your online profile, that would help you get more phone calls. But I mean, at this point,
y'all have Bird Eye, but I'm
on the first page, getting you listed where someone would see it.
Mm-hmm. So don't confuse. You guys have Bird Eye, but I'm confused. Like, y'all hire Bird Eye or
no? No, I told you, Bird Eye will Bird Eye is a review compilation and management. We don't pay for their services. But because we're an existing company, they've compiled reviews that are out there. And I mean, you can find our company. It's not a Bird Eye account or a Bird Eye listing, but, you know, it's on Bird Eye's website because Bird Eye lists companies that exist. We don't pay them. And they're not a competitor of ours. They don't do the same thing that we do.
I don't know why they said that. I'm definitely asking, do they do SEO? Just yesterday, yesterday I spoke to her. She said, yes, we actually do SEO. But you're right. When you look at the reviews and all of that, you don't see nothing about SEO. I mean, when you look at their website and what they do, it's mainly talking about reviews. So I was confused, too, about that. But I don't know. And then they never got – they said they work with Google, too. So I'm like, do they? Because I don't want to just keep paying companies and I don't ever get my Google account. Only thing I really want is my Google account back and to be found. That's really what I want. Once I get my Google account, I probably don't even need to pay them. But now the reviews I got through Bird Eye, I don't want to lose them either. Because they said, like, for example, if I shut down my Bird Eye account now, will my reviews go with it? That's the day I got probably maybe 10 or 15 reviews with them. I don't know if I will lose my reviews or not.
Right. So, you know, the important thing is that you've got a Google listing, right? People have to find you to see any reviews. Bird Eye reviews or not. I mean, I would have to probably tell people this is, you know, look us up on Bird Eye if you want to see our Bird Eye reviews. But you're probably not going to lose those reviews because they would still be existing. And if you still have something that you would want us to promote, whether it's a Bird Eye listing or like a Facebook page, of course, your website will be attached. We'll be able to attach that content to anything that we create. The important thing, though, is that you're on Google in the first place.
Okay. Can y'all take those reviews before they take it down? Like, I try to cancel with them? Can y'all move it over? Or, like, do y'all have a link where I can send reviews and stuff to customers?
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's what we're going to help you to do. Get more reviews so those Bird Eye reviews are irrelevant. They can hold them hostage all they want.
Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, like, y'all have a link. Like, with them, I know I have a link. When I leave a customer house, I just type their name and phone number, you know, and then they'll send a link for them to send me a review. Do y'all have something like that? Like, if I leave a customer house, I can send a link over?
Yeah.
Send them
of course. So, of course. So one thing that you'll have once your Google listing is up and running is what Google calls the knowledge panel, virtual digital reviews. We on your knowledge panel. We'll send you a link right to it so that it's as easy as possible for you to get more reviews. You send that link out as an email. You can send it out in bulk, even just BCC everything so no one knows who else you're sending it to. And there's going to be a sample thank you letter on there, too. You can use it as is or just for inspiration. But the important thing is that it's got the link that will go right to the review tab of your Google listing right on it. That way it takes seconds for someone to leave you a Google review that everyone will see, you know, without even having to go searching for your reviews. They'll see it. Everything will populate there. And then, of course, maybe it takes a couple of minutes if they want to write a few words about it. But we'll make the review process easy for you. The important thing, first of all, is getting that listing active, getting it out of suspension, and then, of course, connecting to it all the content that that Google wants to see.
Okay, and how long do you usually take, like, to get my Google page and everything back up and running?
So, for us to get everything up and running, obviously, we have to do it quickly. 7 to 10 days is pretty accurate. But, it's a month-to-month service, so we have to make it happen quickly here for you.
Okay. Well, what I do want to do first, like, it sounds like a plan. I definitely want to sign up, but I do want to cancel with Bird Eye because, of course, I don't want to be, like, paying them and paying the company, too. So can you at least extend it to Monday and let me see if I can cancel with them Monday morning? And I'll definitely sign up with you. I just don't want to, if they say I can't cancel, and then I'm paying them and you just a little bit too much right now. But I want to cancel because
well, you
I
need
gave
something that works. You need something
well,
that
yeah,
works,
and I'm
right?
Serious. Like you called.
I mean, if you're paying for something that doesn't work, you need something that does work to offset that cost. So, I mean, like I said, what I can do, I mean, I'm going to notate this as best I can. I don't think I can waive $299 of a setup fee if the Black Friday special's over, right? But I'll see what I can do about keeping it as affordable for you as I can.
Yeah, only because, like I said, I'll go with you guys and just leave Bird Eye because, like I said, I've been with them for a while. They should have been had me up and running. They've been, you know, now they're saying with situation, I feel like they're dragging the hell out their feet and that shit is annoying. I was like, all I want is my Google account. And I want to be found, too. Definitely want to be found. So, since everything you said makes a lot of sense, and I want to do it, but I want to call them. They might be tomorrow Thanksgiving. It might be there Friday, but I don't know. A lot of people are probably off, so Monday I'm going to call them and cancel with them and just sign up with you guys. I just want to make sure they cancel because, again, I don't want to have automatic payment coming out with them and then you guys too. But I get what you're saying. You know, if you guys are working, I just want to let them know. I know they're going to try to keep me from canceling, but I'm going to let them know as well is I thought this was an SEO company, and that's what I need. Search engine optimized and be found on the first page, and you guys obviously watch me. So for that reason, I definitely don't want to be a part of this.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not sending that back.
Hopefully you're not going to be stuck in that contract because it's not really helping you much at this point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's not. So,
yeah.
Definitely call me, because I definitely want to do it. I have to get my Google account. I had the website designer. He tried, but he said Google would not let him set up another account. He told me the other day that it said that, because he do SEO and all that stuff too, but I don't want to go with him, feel like he's way too expensive. But he said that he tried to reach out to Google. They don't ever respond back to him. And then he was telling me too that he tried to set up another account and it don't work. It said that all verification methods has been already exhausted. No, there's no more verification methods. That's what he said. I said, damn. So he said, so at this point, he think there's nothing I can do to get a Google account. That's cool.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Well, we'll help you out.
Okay. Yeah, if you can call me Monday, maybe afternoon if that's good for you, or even late morning, but I just want to call them. I want to cancel with them. It's like, so anything I'm doing is the review. So if you guys have a link through your website or something like how I have a link with them, that's perfect. Even if you don't, I still want to sign up, but that is just help. Because I do want to be able to send some kind of review to customers. That's why I signed up with Birdeye, because I wanted to get some kind of review since Google was giving me such a hard time. You know, but if you guys have some kind of link I could send until I get my Google page.
Yeah, of course.
Like, okay, that'll work. I'd rather go with you.
All right.
So just let me call.
I'll give you a call on Monday then, Sean. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Take care.
Okay.
Have a good weekend. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Bye-bye.